Bring It Back Live with Rosie on the house. Good morning. We're taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. Martin had called from Tucson, wanted to know, he couldn't hold on, wanted to know should he or can he cool deck coat his pavers. And I'm going to have to read between the lines here. Pavers in their darker colors can get hot. I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to cool them down a bit. And it will stick. The cool deck coating will stick to that. But, Martin, I'm telling you, you are talking about one incredibly time-intensive project, because you're not going to be able to do it as if you were doing it on flat concrete, doing a large area at one time. I'm telling you, I would probably intersperse those pavers with some nice shade trees and get them out of the direct sun, and that would probably be a much better solution. You start putting anything on top of a 100% totally maintenance-free paver, and you're just going to be creating maintenance for yourself. For those of you listening that are contemplating hardscape renovation in your backyard, know this, that the Belgard pavers come out with a light-colored paver called the Noche, N-O-C-E. And we have done field tests on it, and it is as almost as cool deck. I think the lighter colored pavers by Belgard are going to make a huge impact into outdoor landscape and hardscaping, particularly here in the Southwest. So, Martin, proceed with caution, my friend. You're looking at a project that's probably more work than it's worth. Broadcasting live from the Verde Valley Fairgrounds, we are here and honored by being joined by the mayor of Camp Verde, Mr. Charles German. Mayor, thanks for joining us. You have got one thriving little Verde Valley community here.
Oh, I tell you what, it's kind of like a harbor here. We're all distinctly different in our communities, but we're commonality is living in the Verde Valley, and what happens with one area affects the others. And over my lifetime of being here since 1951, it's only been in the recent past that we've had so many elected officials that come together and are cooperating and speaking with one voice on behalf of the entire Verde Valley. And that's refreshing to hear and to see. And in the past, it's been like
Was it a little tribal?
Pretty much stovepipe. guard your boundaries and let her go, you know. And it seemed like we laugh about it, but it seemed like Camp Verde was one of the last ones to catch on. But it's refreshing to see that. And one of the things that brought us together was the fact of the realignment of 260 out here for safety and mobility and all of that. And that's been huge for us.
Well, the Verde River is actually known as one of the hardest working rivers by gallon and by mile of all western rivers in the United States. So you've got a very valuable asset threading right through the middle of your community.
Oh, I tell you, it's absolutely incredible. One of the things that Camp Verde has done, along with a couple of others, especially Clarkdale, and as well as Cottonwood, is developing a recreational plan. Because there's outfitters in Cottonwood and also, I think, in Clarkdale. Clarkdale's been taking the lead on this. But they actually have kayaking and canoeing. And
yes.
I'm telling you, when you get down there and you see the wildlife and the birds and all of that, it does something to you, and it will change your mind about how incredibly important the Verde River is. And our Native American tribe, the Yavapai Apache Nation, has often said that, you know, should the river ever go dry, you guys will move away. We have no place to go. We will be here. So it's incredibly important to all of us. And we feel like the more recreation that we can have and that people can utilize that, come and experience all of the recreation in the Verde Valley, it's something that they can come and say, you know what, that is a treasure, a trove of quality living there and recreation. So make it a recreation destination.
Now, Romy, how far up the river have you put in?
So where the general trail that goes over the Verde River at the bridge.
Right, the White Bridge there in Camp Verde.
So we've gone from there to where you can take out at the end where there's that
Beasley Flats.
So that was the second trip. The first trip I did, we put in at Beasley Flats and went to Horseshoe Lake.
Oh, yeah.
And took three days to do that.
That was quite an experience, too.
That was incredible.
You went over the falls and the whole bit. When I was a kid, I went down that in those big Uke tubes from these big construction utility vehicles, open-end dumps. And we'd strap our stuff on, and we went across that on big inner tire, inner tubes. And you talk about a trip. That was a trip.
Well, the Verde River, I think, is it's remote. I mean, from Beasley Flats to Horseshoe, it's hard to access. It's really hard to access.
It's extremely hard.
Unless you're floating it, because that road down Tangle Creek is an axle breaker twice over.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the very few points you can get in and access it. But the Verde Valley, you've been here since 51. See, I told you that guy was lying. He didn't come with General Crook. But a lot of history here. The Fort,
absolutely.
Fort Verde, great history story there, 1870s, 1890s.
That's absolutely true. And what's really unique is that my mother was working with the Historical Society and the Cavalry in Camp Verde when it was privately owned, and before it became under the ownership of the Arizona State Park System. And she and another lady, Virgie Boatman, worked there. And it was, I remember her coming home and they'd sell little adobe bricks and knickknacks and things like that. And she was so excited that she broke $10 and on the revenues coming in. But long story short, she was the first female ranger for the Arizona Park System. And so what's really neat is now that I'm the mayor, there's a real attraction and a roots to that Arizona State Park.
Fort Verde Days are one of y'all's bigger events of the year, right?
It is.
When will we see that, and what kind of event is it?
That's an event where we have a parade on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. It's a three-day event, and it's predominantly family-oriented, and there's an opportunity for people to come up and see numerous things, including a tour of the fort. Usually there's, I think it's on Saturday, that they have a fee that it's absolutely free, and I'm hoping that they'll continue that. But it goes into the history, and we celebrate our history, and it's I think we're coming up on the 54th annual Fort Verde Days, and it'll be October 8th and 9th this year.
Well, you know, one of the things that drives the revitalization of any area, particularly in our generation in the last 30, 40 years, is good food and good wine. And y'all have hit those in spades in the last 10 years. I never lived here. But there were years that you had to eat before you left Phoenix, and then you had to eat when you got to Flagstaff. And there were good places in both locations. But I tell you what y'all have done in the restaurant environment here in the Verde Valley area has been spectacular.
Oh, I would agree with that 100%. In fact, we can hold the candles as high as any place in the state that's well-known for their cuisine. And Camp Verde is new with a brand new Italian restaurant, and it's in the old hotel there, the Montezuma Inn, and they redecorated that all inside, and it's I mean, it's really something. Back when that was just a snack counter and a bus stop station, it's really a big plus for Camp Verde. And we have a steakhouse that's down there. It's a Sutler's Steakhouse at the end of town, on the south end of town.
Now, driving through town last night, there were a lot of no vacancies. Is there some particular event going on, or is this summer normal for y'all?
Well, it's a little unusual. We've had a number of businesses that have come, and obviously the
The motels were full.
Oh, yeah.
The parking lots were jammed.
Well, and that's one of the things that we've noticed on our on our taxes in relationship to the bed tax, that they've been full. And I, to be honest with you, I think that it's probably just the fact that the gas is cheaper.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And you're able to do a little more traveling, and people are obviously, with the heat like it is, they're looking for a way out. But you stop and take a look at the map, And you can come right up I-17 if you want to, or you can come up through Pine Payson and over the hill on 260 into Camp Verde and then go home via I-17.
Absolutely.
So it really makes a great day trip.
The smack dab center of Arizona, right?
Yeah, we're in the center of it all.
We actually have the
little place down by our brand new library that's going to be opening sometime in late August or early September.
And it's going to indicate the geographic center of Arizona.
It's there.
The pin drop. This is it.
It's there.
Now, I've got a little interesting note of trivia. I'm curious if you know. The mile marker for the General Cook Trail, which goes from Fort Apache to Whipple, we're here in the middle of that trail, but the zero mile marker is here in Camp Verde.
I don't know that there's a zero mile marker, okay. And if we had it, somebody probably would have stolen it.
All right. Well, I had seen that somewhere, so I was just wondering, well, was that because he started here and went east, came back and went west? I couldn't understand why we had the zero mile marker in the middle of the trail. But Mayor Charlie German from Camp Verde, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to come over here and join us this morning and visit for a little while about your fabulous little Arizona community.
Well, thank you for recognizing us, and I certainly appreciate the opportunity to come and let the people of Arizona know about this little gem that we have up here in the Verde Valley, and I would welcome them to come, and we have, as we say, Corn Fest in the third weekend in July, and so come and see us.
I think Romy would move here in a minute if he could just convince Amanda to do it.
Oh, I think she would too. It's just far enough. You know, that's another 40 minutes to an already long commute.
That's a prettier drive.
Yeah. it's just far enough.
The beautiful Verde Valley of Arizona, where we're broadcasting live from the Verde Valley Fairgrounds for the Verde Valley Business Expo and taking your calls as well. I know there were a couple other calls that we didn't get to because I wanted to talk to the mayor. We'll find out if they're still holding on or not and get to them just as quick as we can. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on Now. We're going to be right back.